This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson held an emergency meeting yesterday to help land a contract deal with the teachers' union ahead of a pivotal vote on a CPS budget amendment. Johnson stressed a deal could and should be reached before the Board of Education meeting this afternoon.
It's going to require both sides to dig in nonstop to be able to settle these handful of issues, because we have to keep our children in the classrooms. I know that as a parent. I know that as an educator, we have to keep our educators in our classrooms.
But CPS and CTU leaders came out of the meeting visibly angry. The budget amendment includes costs associated with the CTU contract. It also includes a controversial pension payment that the city wants CPS to cover. Some Chicago City Council members are warning the detention of a pro-Palestinian activist in New York City sets a dangerous precedent. Alderperson Rosana Rodriguez-Sanchez held a hearing calling for the release of Mahmoud Khalil. Khalil is a permanent resident of the U.S. He has been detained by federal immigration authorities over his activism leading pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. Rodriguez-Sanchez says his case is an attack on due process rights.
Because if they can take a green card holder, if they can take somebody that is here legally, then I don't even want to imagine what is going to happen to other people in this country.
The committee did not take any votes on a resolution calling for Khalil's release. The proposal is currently stalled in City Council. Illinois lawmakers have proposed legislation that creates guidelines for AI use in Illinois classrooms. Bills in the House and Senate would form an advisory committee that would draft and distribute guidance on AI use to schools. School districts would also be required to detail how students and staff are using AI in their annual reports to the State Board of Education. Democratic State Representative Laura Favor-Diaz is sponsoring the House bill, which she says would help Illinois educators learn how to use the new technology.
They are really grappling with the rapidly changing technology, and how to harness it, how to learn themselves what it means to be a responsible and ethical user of AI themselves, and then to teach that to their students.
She expects the bill to receive bipartisan support. A new exhibition at Chicago's Newberry Library focuses on the relationship between pop culture and contemporary Native people. Pulling largely from the Newberry's own collection, items include digital prints, artwork, photography, comic books, video games, and zines. Co-creator Will Hansen says Indigenous people have often appeared in pop culture in condescending ways, but many Native creators have repurposed that imagery to reflect their own unique identities.
Popular culture has been very important to Native people, but mostly in the ways that don't see them as real people, as active people in the present day. And I think this exhibition will show that they remain that and have been people who have been also using these popular culture to their own uses, to their own devices.
From Star Wars snippets in the Navajo language to what Hansen says could be the very first known zine, visitors can explore Native pop today through mid-July. Some more things you should know today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker kicked off his Standing Up for Illinois tour in Urbana yesterday. The statewide media blitz is intended to show the impact of the Trump administration's policies in Illinois. Pritzker says he wants Illinoisans to participate in mass activism to let Congress know they oppose cuts, like cuts to food and agriculture programs. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan will learn how long he may spend in prison this summer. He was convicted in February of bribery conspiracy and other crimes. The federal judge in Madigan's trial has set June 13th for the Chicago Democrats' sentencing. The judge also scheduled a forfeiture hearing for the same week, which could result in financial penalties against Madigan. The maximum prison term for several of the counts for which Madigan was convicted is 20 years. Today's weather: there will be snow this morning, and it will be sunny and windy this afternoon with a high of 35. Tonight, the low will be around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting it to be cloudy and breezy with a high of 58. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.